my sarcastic tone. I'm a bit underwhelmed by the sample show. Mr. Piss Drunk Fraternity Guy, pick up a asshole, bloodshot eyes. Get drunk and fight every night. Idolize Bradley, belittle women's rights. Homophobic, racist, and don't give a fucking hey. Do you think you can drive a bigger truck? So wear your baseball cap and decide to let everyone know that you're a nice guy. So cool, we're so impressed. Lots of chicks and a barrel chest. Cause you're a real man. Punch for punch, gonna piss in your face while you're passed out drunk. Well, I'm a nice guy, you're a nice guy. He's a nice guy. A nice guy who speaks through his fists. Prick with a penchant for messing with heads. A broken nose for dinner and breakfast in bed. Alcoholic, paranoid, and suicidal too. But you're probably ill before she gets away from you. Screws in a pool of blood and cry. All your friends say that you're a nice guy. Have a drink, this one's on me. Look, you're doing fine, losing to your disease. Tomatoes, I'll pack your bags. Bury you with my cash, ready to die. I'm a nice guy. A man in a word, no surprise.
Fuck off, jerk off.
I don't wanna hear it.
Fuck off, jerk off.
Read it to the lyrics. So let the fucking bill quench your thirst. As long as you remember that nice guy's finished first.
All right, everybody, welcome podcast listeners. If I put the regular show up on YouTube, welcome YouTube people. This is The Plex. This show is live every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific and beyond into red light. If you're getting this on the podcast, go ahead and follow or subscribe to it on your favorite podcatcher. Fuck, if you have two podcatchers on your phone, subscribe to it on a podcatcher you don't even use. And make sure to go on over to twitch.tv/echoplexmedia and follow us there no matter where you're checking this out. And I'm producer Dave. You can find me damn near anywhere.
And I'm historian Matt, and you can find me on other Echoplex Media shows, including Counter Day. We do about once a month, and currently that's it. But I like to be in the chat sometimes, particularly on the Satans and Thetans Thursday show. That's a fun one. I try to catch that as much as I can. I have a graphic novel out. We'll drop a link in the chat. Again, somebody read a page, so I'm going to get like a tenth of a penny or something. yeah, I guess that's it. So Dave, why don't you give the people what they want?
I don't hate the cops. There's a person inside when the truncheon stops. I don't hate the cops.
Oh, when the Raiders come, who will protect the Shams? Don't hate the cops. They're a sensitive bunch. If you don't stop throwing your rocks, snap, crackle, pop is the sound of a taser. Your body drops. Don't hate the cops. But don't hate the cops. Don't hate the cops. But don't hate the cops. Thank your local police, 'cause they don't do nothing wrong. Thank your local police. Got rid of the corruption and the racism is gone. They've been keeping the peace, keeping homeless folks out of the parks and malls. Got a cure for your social disease. Follow the law, don't hate the cops. 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 You didn't hate the cops, 'cause they don't do nothing wrong. Don't hate the cops. You can't blame them for just doing their job. Don't hate the cops. Well, you gotta wonder how much would it cost for you to be shot at and stabbed at by maniacs and drunks. Don't hate the cops. Don't hate the cops. Don't hate the cops. Don't hate the cops.
Everybody, we're going to get started here. We have our first story, which I will bring up as soon as I can bring it up. As Rudy Giuliani lost his fucking law license. So, or not his law license. He was disbarred. I don't know. Anyway, he's trying to cope. That's what's important here. Rudy is trying to cope. He melted down after his law license was suspended. And this is a audio only thing, but we can still bring it up here on the screen.
Now, many of you know me for a long time, including when I was U.S. attorney and mayor of New York City and a candidate for president and a surrogate for John McCain and on and on and on. And
now he sounds Donald like a Trump, little bit drunk.
And have I ever really ran from the press or hidden or been in a basement or been unwilling to
been in a basement? Oh, he's trying to talk shit on
Biden.
I think
even the reporters who covered me when I was mayor would say that I was totally available and not afraid to answer anything. Well, the appellate, whatever, division of the
Wait. He's supposed to be like some hotshot lawyer, and he's like the appellate whatever division.
Well, you think you'd have that down.
This is 13 minutes. This is 13 minutes long. We'll play some of it. We'll try to remember where we were at, because I think we'll open red light with the rest of this, because it's probably the best shit in the world. We'll listen to a little more, though.
In a state that is a one-party state, New York is a one-party Democrat state, which is always very, very dangerous. That's what you have in places like, you know, China, Venezuela. You have one-party states. And
he was also a mayor in that state.
An opinion that could have been written by the Democrat National Committee or by CNN. They basically have suspended my practicing law, which I've done for 50 years without a single complaint, where I've prosecuted some of the most...
Without a single complaint? I don't think you do anything for that long without anybody complaining about you, even if you're the best, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I do know a little bit of why he was disbarred. I don't know if he's specifically disbarred or what the legal term is.
His law license was suspended.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's not from the bar. I think that's like a business license. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah. Well, that happened because he lied. And I think he lied to Congress. Was that where the, I don't think it was in court, was it?
Was it just,
he did that in court,
it couldn't have just been to Congress that he lied to, because this dude was just running around lying to everybody.
Yeah, he was just saying lies all over the place. And like, you, if you're a lawyer, like professionally, you can't do that.
Right. You lose your license, because then there's no reason for the court to believe that the things you're telling them are true.
Yeah. I mean, you can lie like to the press, but when you're in court, you can't continue to lie. And he was found to be lying in court.
This is great.
Dangerous criminals who have had my life threatened several times in what I was doing. I think I have rendered significant service to this country.
Mm-mm.
Most people will tell you that I had the most effective record in getting rid of the mafia. I think many people will tell you.
That was a long time ago.
In their lifetime, and made this city safe. And I also think people will tell you that I have a reputation for being blunt, honest, and transparent, which is why I don't run away and I answer questions. So this opinion from these five judges, and I don't know, we'll have to find out if they're all Democrats, but they're all part of a city that is considered, you know, a Democrat-owned
city. Yeah, I don't think the left-right Democrat-Republican thing has anything to do with this.
So we've got these five judges. I'm guessing they're all Democrats. It really doesn't matter, because they didn't act like judges. They suspended me, and they wrote a lot of...
Judges are supposed to do bad things to other people, not to me.
Exactly.
That's like what he's saying, right?
So what it sounds like.
Usually I was the one getting the judge to do what I said when I was a prosecutor. Now cars going the other way. These aren't even really judges. This is kangaroo court
stuff. So you would think this would be like evidence, right? Isn't that what judges do? Evidence? No. These are things that come from newspapers, CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times.
Yeah, but, I'm pretty sure that was actual evidence.
Well, right, but if he said things that were untrue and the video was aired on CNN, that's the evidence. It doesn't matter that it was fucking CNN or if it was my fucking Twitch stream, right?
True, absolutely.
What if it was his own live? Then he used the evidence against himself. Oh, this is great. We're about 2.5 minutes in. I'll try to remember that, because now, you know what? We're going to play at least 30 more seconds. This is fantastic.
I want to point out Legal Eagle on YouTube did a little, I think he did a short video on it and like why he lost his license. That's where I'm getting my info from. Pretty good. Check it out. People,
I like him.
Yeah. He does a good job explaining weird legal stuff. In this case, it's not weird.
I mean, it's weird.
It's the person's weird, but it's pretty straightforward. He lied.
Okay. It's called hearsay. Also, I think maybe we have to acknowledge that those are biased sources. They have not allowed me to answer a single thing. They haven't allowed me to speak. They haven't questioned me. And they say that the things they have here are uncontroverted. Of course they're uncontroverted. I haven't had a chance to controvert them.
What? So we'll get back to this maybe during red light. We'll remember we're about 3 minutes into that. That's some good fucking Schadenfreude shit for everybody right there. They're uncontroverted because they had like statements that he made on the record, and they had evidence that it was, those statements were incorrect, and they had fucking probably pretty strong evidence that he knew they were incorrect. And they're like, well, now you don't have a law license anymore.
Yep.
Well, don't worry. His weird son is going to come save the day. It's like, actually, my dad is the best attorney in the world. Instead, he lost his license.
Hi, my fellow Americans. Today it's my fellow Americans, not just my fellow New Yorkers. As you may
have tons of headroom.
A few minutes ago, my father's law license was suspended by the New York State First Appellate Division of the Supreme Court. Now, the five judges that ruled on it, Judge Rolanda Acosta, Judge Diane Renwick, Judge Sally Manzert Daniels, Judge Judith Gishy, and Judge Barbara Kaepernick, all five of them are Democrats, three of which were appointed by Andrew Cuomo. 5-0, ultimately. Democrats with 0 Republicans on there. Again, this is just unbelievable to see just how politicized all of this has become. I am infuriated by all of this, and any American that believes in an independent justice system, this is going after one of President Trump's closest allies. That's exactly...
No, he's not the president anymore.
Any American that doesn't believe that, they are just biased. That is
former president.
Is unacceptable.
You keep getting called president after you've been president.
I stand by my father. He did
we should stop that tradition.
Ultimately by the book, and the fact that
I agree.
There would be this politicization in our Justice Department is disgusting. It is a cancer that needs to be cut out, and it needs to be cut out right now. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned. I'll have more statements later in the day.
You know what there's no worry about is of him ever becoming popular.
No.
He's like, it's like, did Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani have a contest to see who had the weirdest kid? Because
Trump tried multiple times.
Right. But I mean, that guy is like as weird as Eric Trump. He like reminds me of, in a lot of ways, of Eric Trump.
Yeah.
He's like would be a fail son if his dad wasn't so damn rich. All right. This is a little bit weird. Chris Wallace on Fox News this morning has a Representative Jim Banks, a Republican from Indiana, on. I'm going to ask, there's a couple videos here, and he's going to ask him about funding. And, well, this is good. This is actually quite good. Okay. Check it out.
But Congressman Banks, let me push back on that a little bit, because in the program that he announced this week, the president said that the central part of his anti-crime package is the $350 billion in the American Rescue Plan, the COVID relief plan, that was passed. Take a look at what the president said.
It means more police officers, more nurses, more counselors, more social workers, more community violence interrupters to help resolve issues before they escalate into crimes.
Congressman Banks, you voted against that package, against that $350 billion, just like every other Republican in the House and Senate. So can't you make the argument that it's you and the Republicans who are defunding the police?
Wow.
Dude, when what you're doing is so stupid that Chris Wallace can dunk on you on Fox News Sunday, you've gone completely off the rails.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. Like, Biden went kind of the other direction on defund the police, but he really did kind of make it so that it's got a lot of dunking on the Republicans can be done right now.
Not at all, Chris. I mean, let's go back again and look at the last year and the record of comments that Democrats have made, from Rashida Tlaib, who said that policing is inherently evil.
Sir, respectfully, I heard you make that point, but I'm asking you, there's $350 billion in this package the president says can be used for policing. And let me put up some of the specific
things the point that I'm making is important.
Congressman Banks,
Chris, I did not come here to talk about policy. I'm a Republican.
Yeah, exactly what's happening.
Oh, man.
Finish, and then I promise I'll give you a chance to answer. The president is saying cities and states can use this money to hire more police officers, invest in new technologies, and develop summer job training and recreation programs for young people. Respectfully, I've heard your point about the last year, but you and every other Republican voted against this $350 billion.
Imagine, like, but yeah, he was like, I'm a Republican. I'm not here to talk about policy.
Of course not.
Here we go. He's going to try to answer now. He's going to just talk about Ilhan Omar and Nancy Pelosi because, again,
of course,
he's a Republican. He's not there to talk about policy.
Representative Omar says that policing is rooted in evil, and Nancy Pelosi compares police officers to Nazi stormtroopers. It makes it very difficult for police departments around the country to recruit people to become police officers. And that's
the more money would help.
Find in police departments all over America. You can give them more funding, and that's good. But if they can't recruit people to become a police officer because we've stigmatized one of the most honorable professions in America, then we're
yeah, but he still voted against that giving him more money
to hire more cops.
Crime across America. If we turn a blind
eye whatever these guys are comrade now
and a blind eye to riots that occurred in cities last summer, and we take police officers off the street, we're inevitably going to see crime rise.
Right, but the policy that came out of the Democratic party did the opposite of that, no matter what, like, people said. I'm not happy. I wish they would have found a different use for that money if there was a surplus from, like, the relief package. There's bridges falling down and shit.
Yeah. I mean, I like that they have money for other stuff to avoid crime besides just the police, you know, giving more to the police, but not so happy that they just gave more to the police after everybody was saying, like, hey, maybe we shouldn't give more money to the police.
We can't vote for a Biden bill funding the police because the Democrats are doing free speech. Oh my God. I'm surprised the guy wasn't just like, sir, have you considered the CRT element of this?
Right.
All right, we're going to skip the thing about QAnon. Here, we're going to skip ahead to crazy old Uncle Pat. He's going to be talking about critical race theory. And
so we've hit the critical race theory portion of this show?
I'm skipping some of it. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
We got 3 stories in 22 minutes. These things happen sometimes. So here's, I'm going to say that I don't think he's really talking about critical race theory. Crazy old Uncle Pat is going to say some words about critical race theory.
What is it that the people of color have been oppressed by the white people, and the white people begin to be racist by the time they're 2 or 3 months old, and therefore the people of color have to rise up and overtake their oppressors, and then, having gotten the whip handle, if I can use that term, then to instruct their white neighbors how to behave. Now, that's critical race theory.
What?
So the Webster's Dictionary definition. Oh, we should put up a fucking website with like every different dumb definition of critical race. Like critical race theory, noun. You know, one of them's a verb. One of them's an adjective.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Fucking with citations of everybody who said anything. Just scrolls and scrolls and scrolls like that Time Cube website. That doesn't make any sense, but whatever.
Nope.
Do you remember when Dick Morris used to go on Fox as the Democrat? He was like a Clinton guy.
I really don't watch Fox ever, except when I'm on the show, apparently.
So this guy was like a former Clinton aide of some sort. I don't know if he was in the cabinet or if he was like a policy advisor. But Dick Morris has been going on Fox for a long time, kind of to be the Democrat, to like be their folly, to steel man the Democrat argument, we might say. And now he's on Newsmax. Apparently he works for them now. And he's going to talk about now he's going to say that critical race theory is going to give people an Oedipus complex. I'm not kidding.
What do you make? I mean, this is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff making a comment like this. What do you make of that?
Incredible. This poison, critical race theory, this cancer, is affecting all of our institutions, the schools, the universities, the military.
Except it's not.
All over. And it's based on the fundamental proposition that all white people are racist, whether they are inherently that or not. Their background makes them racist.
Right.
Original sin, really.
Yeah.
And that all white people got where they got by exploiting blacks. I have a unique thought about that, though. What does this do to the children? What does this do to a kid? A quarter of all black marriages are intermarriages, racially.
Wow.
So what does that do to a black boy?
A black and white kid?
Who's mother is a white and whose mother is black and his father is white.
Right.
What does he think? My father exploited my mother and that's how he got successful. And if the couple breaks up, do they have to choose one over the other? Does it reinforce the Oedipal notion all kids have, wanting to kill their father and marry their mother?
What?
He really did get there.
And to have they have to choose one over the other. Does it reinforce the Oedipal notion all kids have, wanting to kill their father and marry their mother? what does this do to the children? And to have a fourth grader sitting in class who might be white, being told that everything his family has and everything he enjoys and has accomplished is because they exploited other people. What a vicious thing to teach.
That's the dumbest thing we're ever going to hear about critical race theory. I'm sorry, there's no way that we're ever going to hear anything dumber than that.
Okay, but there's a lot more on the docket.
Right. Well, we're skipping some of it. Yo, what does he mean that now you're going to have an Oedipus Oedipus complex where you want to kill your dad and fuck your mom. We don't all have that. That's a storybook. Oedipus Rex is a fiction. It is.
Yeah, but it's also, what's his name's thing from psychology?
Freud.
Freud, yeah. That was Freud's thing, that everybody has an Oedipus complex, but it's not like described like he was saying.
Well, and also there's just like that, whatever. Freud,
all over the chat now. I couldn't remember his name. Freud. Chats, thanks, everybody.
Chat's funnier than us and smarter than us. Better recall, especially. Yeah. Maybe less funny than me at about 11:30, but definitely more funny than me at 1. And better fact recall at all times. So before we start this, I want to be really clear. This guy is the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So he's probably a war criminal, but he has a pretty good answer to the question about critical race theory. And these people are hella mad about this now because he's got like 4 stars. He's like, this is who they used to love to be like, oh, the real American 4-star general. Well, now not so much.
First of all, on the issue of critical race theory, et cetera, I'll obviously have to get much smarter on whatever the theory is. But I do think it's important, actually, for those of us in uniform to be open-minded and be widely read. And the United States Military Academy is a university. And it is important that we train and we understand. And I want to understand white rage. And I'm white. And I want to understand it. So what is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America? What caused that? I want to find that out. Trump. I want to maintain an open mind here, and I do want to analyze it. It's important that we understand that, because our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Guardians, they come from the American people. So it is important that the leaders, now and in the future, do understand it. I've read Mao Zedong. I've read Karl Marx. I've read Lenin. That doesn't make me a communist. So what is wrong with understanding, having some situational understanding about the country for which we are here to defend? And I personally find it offensive that we are accusing the United States military, our general officers, our commissioned, non-commissioned officers, of being, quote, woke or something else because we're studying some theories that are out there. That was started at Harvard Law School years ago, and it proposed that there were laws in the United States, antebellum laws prior to the Civil War, that led to a power differential with African-Americans that were 3/4 of a human being when this country was formed. And then we had a Civil War and Emancipation Proclamation to change it. And we brought it up to the Civil Rights Act in 1964. It took another 100 years to change that. So look it, I do want to know. And I respect your service, and you and I are both Green Berets. But I want to know. And it matters to our military and the discipline and cohesion of this military. And I thank you for the opportunity to make a comment on that.
Thank you, General.
Real quick, they showed Matt Gaetz, but he wasn't actually talking to Matt Gaetz, right? Because I don't think Matt Gaetz has any military history.
No, I think they showed Matt Gaetz because he's Matt Gaetz. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He was making a silly face because the general is actually making sense.
Right. Right. And like I said, you know, this guy's not really a friend of humanity so much. Probably got a little bit of blood on his hands.
Right. Right.
But he's just like, I just want to know these things. What the fuck's wrong with, like, we're a university. We're trying to know things. Like
yeah. Yeah. And really, like, these Republicans are pushing critical race theory, but what they really mean is learning about race issues in the United States, whatsoever, like anything about race.
They're just calling it all critical race theory.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what critical race theory is, but they also don't know any other shit about race. So like, what's the difference? Like we saw in Chris Wallace, the dude on there didn't want to talk about any policy. And it's like, we've gotten to this point where like, and it's being head up by people who are supposedly academics, like James Lindsay's a PhD in math. Sam Harris does some of this shit too, where he's like, his whole thing is that he's like got a PhD in fucking
neuroscience.
Neuroscience, right? Like that's one of the things. So it's like Jordan Peterson was a professor, and they're all kind of doing this thing where they're like, oh, academia is broken now that it's not doing what I want it to do. And it's like, really? Is that what we're doing here now?
Yeah.
I was going to skip
academia
this.
Academia is broken, but not in that way.
Well, I mean, every like bureaucracy is made up of the people who are in the bureaucracy, and it certainly needs improvement, right? Like,
yeah,
you know, we could make academia better, sure, but like not by just wiping out a whole ass field of study because fuck, some people are uncomfortable with it. I mean,
yeah,
They tried to do that shit. They tried to fucking, they killed Galileo and shit for that kind of thing, right? Like,
I think they just censored him, but yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know they didn't kill him. But yeah, like, we look at those, like, when people were, like, we called it the Dark Ages, when religion was, like, trying to stifle the study of anything because it was against God. That was, like, we have a whole fucking name for that.
Yeah, and it's, like, there's a certain number of people in our country who seem to be trying to push us in that direction again.
Yeah, and, like, what's the fucking problem if they look into critical race theory? I don't know, maybe you should look into it, too. Maybe you'll learn something. The fuck? I know very little about it, but I just know that I just know the way it's being marketed reminds me of Gamergate in a lot of ways, the way that it's being pushed, especially through Twitter. And I know who the fuck is mad about it. And it's the same fucking people, to some extent, the same exact people who were mad about Sharia law a little while ago. What happened to Sharia law? Wasn't that supposed to take over?
I guess they gave up on that.
It also just reminds me of the fucking Satanic Panic too, but that's just because I'm immersed in that shit now. I'm always looking for Satanic Panic stuff. So I was going to skip this, but then it occurred to me that, the general misspoke and said three-fourths of a man that black, or three-fourths of a person with the black folks were, and it was three-fifths. So the other reason I need to do this is I'm going to go pour myself a cocktail, but Mark Levin is going to defend the three-fifths compromise. I didn't even know they still let him have a show. This is from Westwood One's Mark Levin show.
Isn't it typical, though? Like a lib.
Whoa, we're gonna
attacking the military. Isn't it typical, though? Like a lib. You're attacking the military. So now we're attacking the military. Those of us who are trying to protect the military, try to get them back in their lane.
Back in your lane, military. That's military.
Buckling to the propaganda and the programming of the most radical elements in our society and our law schools, pushed by our so-called commander-in-chief. Now, we, you and I, are attacking the military by defending the military. What kind of a jerk is this?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
A guy who likes being the head of the Joint Chiefs, because this is the only way it works when you're a complete sellout. And he's a complete sellout.
He's a sellout now.
Being some theories that are out there. That was started at Harvard Law School years ago, and it proposed that there were laws in the United States.
It actually started before Harvard. Nice try. Why don't you mention Herbert Marcuse, who's a communist? Why don't you mention that he came to the United States from Berlin and the Franklin School of Communists? Why don't you mention that he's the founding father of critical theory?
Because everything they don't like is communist.
It came from him first. Then it worked its way to Stanford and Harvard and all the rest. Why don't you mention the Marxist underpinnings of this ideology? But you didn't. Not once. Go ahead.
Yeah, such a soothing voice.
The Civil War that led to a power differential with African Americans.
Also, as I was walking out, he was like, "Oh, we're trying to protect the military." I'm like, "Is the military the strongest thing that ever fucking happened, or are like half a dozen sociology professors going to destroy it?"
Yeah, really.
Like, what the fuck? Also, they're talking about the guy who gave the talk, I think, and all he said was, "Oh, we're going to look into this. We're a university."
Yeah.
Quarters of a human being when this country was formed.
You don't even understand the Constitution. This is sad. This is embarrassing. It was the delegates from non-slave states that pushed that language into our Constitution. Not because they believed black people were property and weren't 100% human, but because under the construct that was set up, the House of Representatives was based on the number of citizens.
Right. And they were basically saying, the non-slave states were saying the alternative to the three-fifths compromise were basically nothing. Like, slaves don't count for anything, or don't have any voice whatsoever. Well, they didn't have any voice. It was actually,
I think the argument is, like, you get to have this massive population that you're treating as chattel, which will cause you to have an unfair advantage in the House of Representatives when it comes to the number of representatives. And the problem here is that none of these people can vote you out of office, yet you're using them to boost your numbers in the House of Representatives.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So the whole thing was fucked. There was like no, there was this, I mean, they were, the idea that they had to compromise as to whether or not black folks were human or whatever was pretty weird. And the
right
number of representatives, just like today. And these delegates on slave northern states said, hold on a minute. You can't have these people as slaves and then count them as human beings in order to strengthen your representation and your numbers in the House of Representatives. We're not going to allow that. So that was the compromise. They didn't say black people or African Americans or one third of a human, two thirds of a human half. That's not what happened. They weakened the representation of the southern slave-holding states in the House of Representatives. Here we have the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Doesn't he know American history? It's shocking. He takes an oath to uphold the Constitution.
I kind of hate that kind of thing, like they don't even know American history. But this is kind of a subtle American history. It's not, I mean, you should know something about the Three-Fist Compromise, but... You don't have to know like everything. I feel like, I think that's a gotcha kind of thing.
Well, if you're from the North, right, and you're from a state that doesn't have slaves, then you're like, well, why do you get more representation? Because you have people that you own. We don't have people that we own here. Everyone can vote here.
Yeah. Well, 16 Tones said it right. Like, he says in the chat, I think the slave states wanted to count them as voting population without them actually voting.
Right. And so they should have got zero on their like list of population for the sole purpose of voting and deciding the House of Representatives, not for like how many people live in your state. Okay, that's a different question, right? It's like, but they got 3/5, which they shouldn't have got, because like, if you're ineligible to vote because of the fucking color of your skin when you were born, I don't know. You shouldn't. I'm going to say the wrong thing. Somebody's going to clip me. Fuck this. We're going to move on to something else here. We're going to move on to something else here. It's not that I'm going to. I will say something very clippable if we don't move on here. Oh, dude, here we go. Here's Tucker Carlson. There was a condo that just kind of fell down in the Miami area. You know, just kind of fell down.
I'm not moving to Miami.
It just kind of fell down. It wasn't in Miami. It was in a city, Surfside. They have their own mayor, but you know, it just kind of fell down.
It's like a suburb of Miami. It's a general area, right?
Right. It's in the Miami metro. Yeah. We're not in San Jose, but if something happened here, news would report it as San Jose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's the mayor of Surfside going on to Tucker Carlson's show, which I don't know why he's doing. Maybe he'll have some dunks. But they're going to talk about just, you know, possibilities for why the shitty building fell down. And literally the reason is that the building was shitty and nobody did anything about it.
And it was built in the 60s.
Charles Burkett is the mayor of Surfside. He joins us tonight. Mr. Mayor, thanks so much for coming on. Any idea what caused this? This is kind of shocking. Good evening.
Buildings like this do not fall in America. This is phenomenon, and
you just said something that isn't true. Buildings like this do fall in America. It happened in your city, but
yeah, sure. And there'll be an investigation, and we'll probably figure out what happened, and it probably has something to do with a combination of being an old building and some codes either not being followed or not really up to date.
I was out there at 1:30, 2:00 this morning, and it was just a sight that we never expected to see. I thought it was going to be a balcony that had come off, but it was...
balconies came off, yeah.
It's a 134 unit building.
More than one.
And approximately half those units are just gone. And
it fell
in two sections. You may have seen it in some video. It was not unlike what happened at the Trade Center in 2001, and it's just really disturbing. But all that aside, we need to focus right now on getting people out alive, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Yes. You took the words right out of my head. I didn't articulate what you said, but I was thinking it as you said it. This doesn't happen in America. This is a third world phenomenon. No. One thing this country is really good at is rescuing people. Our first responders are superb. Amen. But is there any suspicion at all that this might have been intentional? I mean, you kind of have to say it. It's so strange.
We just don't have the luxury right now to speculate, and we're going to speculate as soon as we get out as many people as we can. That's my sole priority. We've been doing that since 2 o'clock this morning. We had guys running into a building that we were told could imminently collapse. So we have heroes. We have all the resources we need. We're not short on resources. We're just short on good luck, and that's what we need. We need a lot more good luck.
Chat's hella mad. Look at chat. Chat's a hella mad. Yo. Some people in chat were saying, I saw something about a 2018 report that there were structural problems with the buildings. Somebody was saying, the chat was saying, going back to the 90s, there have been issues. I haven't looked into this enough. Chat's usually smarter than me. But also, yeah, fuck these. Fuck Tucker Carlson. What do you mean intentionally?
Well, of course he's bringing up that stupid, yet another conspiracy theory, right?
Well, when he says intentionally, right, like, when you look at that rubble, even though it's a smaller building, it's sort of evocative of 9/11. And so him bringing up terrorism, I think he's trying to like ask if it's the same sorts of people that did 9/11 without saying it.
Because they'd go off after a random condo in the Miami area. Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, we really need to step back and wait for the investigation to complete. I have my theories of what's going on, and it's you know,
dire, having to do with the seawater being where it shouldn't be and poor code.
Possibly, yeah. I'm thinking more poor code, but we'll find out. And we really need to wait for these reports to come back and the investigation to conclude before we start going off on crazy conspiracy theories. But this window from when the event actually happens and when we actually know what happens is when all these conspiracy people come out of the woodwork like roaches.
I think that mayor was kind of blindsided by Tucker asking, because he didn't address it at all, right? He didn't.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, we're not going to speculate on that. If there was any evidence at all that it was done intentionally, it would be all over the, they'd be having a press conference going, there were explosive devices, you know, there's residue from explosive devices. Like, you know,
right.
Like you can't take down a condominium building without like a big bang or boom or something that happens before it starts to come down.
Yeah.
You can't unscrewing things. Like a dollhouse where you take out like 5 screws and the whole thing falls apart.
That dude Zoot said there was a, the report already out on it. So I'll have to look it up.
Yeah. 2018. I was seeing stuff about it too. And I'm like, well, no,
I was specifically talking about this incident. So like, it's good to know that there's a 2018 report. It'll be interesting to see if that has anything to do with it.
Well, here's one American News Network just straight up calling for possibly tens of thousands of Americans to be arrested because, I don't know, Trump lost.
Yeah.
This isn't fascist propaganda. I haven't even watched this and I already know it's fascist propaganda.
Which raises even more questions about exactly how many people were involved in these efforts to undermine the election. Hundreds? Thousands? Tens of thousands?
I'd say millions. Everybody who voted for the other guy. I mean, you could, you know, if you wanted to be really aggressive, everybody who voted for the other guy conspired to get Trump out of office.
All what, like 80 something million people? I don't even know how many. It was 84 million, something like that.
I don't love Joe Biden, but I conspired to get Trump out of office on this fucking show.
Yeah.
And possibly on the local music show too.
Like, they conspired by voting against us.
How many people does it take to carry out a coup against the presidency?
81 and a half million, or however many the fuck voted for Biden. Just how do you define coup?
Yeah, I don't think being voted out is a coup in anybody's language. I don't know, except apparently One American News.
Settles from the audit in Arizona and the potential audits in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Wisconsin. What happens to all these people who are responsible for overthrowing the election? What?
Like, you can't put everybody who voted for Biden in jail. There's just no room. The Republicans aren't voting for funding for the jail that you would need to do that. Like, we just had Chris Wallace ask the person about that. Like, there's not enough cops because, like, the fucking Republicans won't vote for the fucking relief bill. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Is this on, like, Comcast cable?
who meddled with our sacred
One American News
Democratic
Network. Are they on cable?
I think they're just steal power. Aren't they strictly an internet
the voices network? Of the American
network.
What happens to them? Well, in the past, America had a very good solution for dealing with such traitors.
Mm-mm.
Execution.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yo. There's like no evidence of a grand. I mean, okay. Again, if you want to call like trying to get people to vote for you when someone else is the president a grand conspiracy to remove the president, then sure.
Yeah.
But then that happens every time somebody's the president 4 years after they become the president the first time. Just Pretty a mad. Coup every four fucking years, I guess, now.
Apparently. I'm wondering if the Trump thing is ever going to go away. Like, I mean, even if it like changed to something else, I don't know.
It keeps getting more and more stupid by the day. So as far as I'm concerned, I think it should stick around. It's good.
a lot gives us a lot of content.
Good for our numbers. Good for our numbers. We'll do some January 6th shit. Here's Kevin McCarthy. He's the minority leader of the House of Representatives. He's a Republican, and he's going to be asked by some reporters about January 6th and whether or not the people who spread conspiracy theories about what happened on January 6th will be given committee appointments in the House. And here's his response. I bet he's going to not answer.
Up to January 6th, and will you commit to not putting the members in your conference who are spreading conspiracy theories or trying to minimize what happened on the 6th on that select committee?
You know, I was just with the speaker. She's never talked to me about it. I haven't seen the structure of what she does or anything else, so I won't make any commitment till I go there.
But
okay,
he's the House Minority Leader. He has a say in who gets on the committees. Oh, here we go. They're going to ask about specific people in this next one.
Last Wednesday, 21 Republicans voted against giving the gold medal to the Capitol Police. That same day, Congressman Gosar accused the Capitol Police officer of lying in wait in order to execute one of the rioters here. The next day, 14 House Republicans voted against making Juneteenth a national holiday. And the week ended with Congressman Gohmert on the House floor suggesting that secret FBI agents were part of the January 6th crowd.
But we watched that last week. That was fabulously stupid.
Yeah.
Probably helped egged on
Luke Gohmert.
Have any of those people in your conference received any type of stern lecture, any wording, anything about their behavior, given your self-proclaimed need for unity within the conference?
Well, what I talk to my members is what I talk to my members personally about. But if you want to talk to somebody about how they vote, talk to them. Both those votes are not names that I was a part of. I voted for Juneteenth. I voted for the medal.
Yeah, but you're the minority leader. You're the head of the party in the House. He could just say, oh, I tried to whip those votes like as is my job, and I couldn't get them to vote for it. Next question.
Yeah.
Nope. These are like, oh, not my vote. It's like, no shit, they weren't asking about you. You're the boss. It's like asking about somebody's employee. I know they're not employed by this guy, but here we go. Oh, here we go. There's the CRT shit. This is going to be like the fucking line that runs through everything we talk about for the next fucking 6 months.
David,
yes?
do you think secret FBI agents helped steal the door?
That's a really good question, actually, and I'm glad someone asked that, because we could take a minute to talk about that. No.
Only a second. No.
But I also will say that if the FBI didn't infiltrate this to some extent, then they're incompetent.
Yeah, I mean, they should have been monitoring.
If they weren't fully, this shit was planned. There were advertisements on Facebook for a fucking bus that would pick you up in your neighborhood to take you to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Like if the FBI did not infiltrate this in some way, then they're fucking incompetent.
Yeah.
And you should hire me to run the FBI, which you don't really want. Imagine if I ran the FBI. Fuck. I just have people telling me we can't really do that. Why are you smoking weed in your office?
Why are Republicans conflating all conversations about systemic racism and white supremacy with critical race theory when they are not the same thing?
I think critical race theory is wrong, and I don't think it should be taught in schools at all, and I don't think we should fund any...
Well, good, it's not being taught in schools.
Watch what's happening in school districts across this nation, and I don't think that is appropriate, nor should be taught.
That's not happening.
The follow-up is, sir, what is critical race theory?
Exactly.
Because I think I'm in favor of it, but I still probably don't know enough about it to tell you what the fuck it is.
Well, it's not being taught like the what it actually is, which is this like graduate level idea, you know,
in law school.
Yeah, in law school. That's not being taught in schools across the nation, except in law schools across the nation. But that's not what he's talking about. What he's talking about and what he's calling critical race theory is anything related to racism.
Should we skip Marjorie Taylor? We've only got a couple minutes here. There's a lot of good shit on this docket, Matt. Is there anything you want to see before we go into red light? Is there anything you think needs to be on the podcast here?
I know you got my favorite ones, I think.
Everybody, there's a thing that happened this week. We're not going to do the Tim Pool clips about it, but we'll do the remix of it. Everybody, we need a bit of a palate cleanser. We're not going to do any discussions of Cold Feet Crowder and Sam Cedar, but what we are going to do is we're going to play this fucking remix that somebody did of it because it's fabulous. I don't know, left is best.
Real quick, did Crowder basically duck out of a something with Cedar?
You should look into it. It's pretty good.
Okay.
He showed up. You'll see like some of it here. He showed up somewhere thinking he was going to get one thing, and instead he got Sam Cedar. Here's a musical rendition of that in interaction.
Oh, there he is. Oh no, Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare. Oh no, Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare. Oh no, Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare. Oh no, Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare.
I always respect people who enter into the arena.
Do anything you can to avoid the debate. Come on, man. No idea that you were taking your show off early last time. I had no idea this was going to happen. Oh no, Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare. Oh no, Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare. Oh no, Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare. Oh no, Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare.
I always respect people who enter into the arena.
Seems that even Crowder had gotten some cold feet, so I don't think he's coming.
Why is that?
I would love to ask him myself. He's not even answering anymore.
Oh no, Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare! Oh no, Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare!
Can we get this into our rotation for the music?
Oh no, Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare! Oh no!
You know who's not gonna copyright us for this? Whoever made this awesome video.
Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare! Oh no, Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare! Oh no, Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare! I had no idea this was going to happen. I thought Ethan was a stand-up guy.
So the long story short, there's a guy, H3H3 Ethan, just told his audience to get vaccinated. And, oh God, autoplay? No, that's a blue background. We're not doing that. Fucking galaxy brain humidor. So he just told his audience to get vaccinated. He said, you know, this is a no-brainer, right? You don't really have to think about it, that people have... other people have looked into this who know about this. And so like he was doing the right thing, right? He's like more of like a comedy and entertainment streamer. Got a lot of fucking followers. I don't mean like a lot, like we would think was a lot. I mean like an actual lot of fucking followers. And Crowder kind of went after him for it. And then Ethan said, I challenge you to a debate. And then Ethan was like, okay, I'll debate you. And then just fucking subbed in Sam Cedar because Ethan's like a comedy streamer. He's not a, like, he's like not a political debater, right?
Right.
And so then fucking Steven Crowder left. He's been ducking Sam since like Politicon a couple years ago. And I was great. And the thing that was weird, he said, take off your glasses. I want to see your fucking velveteen rabbit eyes and shit. And like, there's like,
wow.
I don't know if he was doing it on purpose or whatever, but there's some tropes about like Jewish people having like black kind of dead eyes.
Wow.
Don't know if that's what Crowder meant, but people were posting about like the idea of like Jewish people having like dead eyes or whatever. But also it was just great because it was just a party. Like Twitter threw a party immediately. And that was like that. I was there for it. We watched it on stream on, I think it was Wednesday after Intellectual Dollar Tree. The interaction was maybe 6 or 7 minutes, but it was great because Stephen kept like not like his dad is like one of his producers and his bookers and shit. And that's why he wouldn't debate Sam because his dad backed out of Politicon.
Okay.
So the joke was, oh, your dad won't let you debate Sam Cedar. What are you, fucking 12? But yeah, it was just a party and it was great. And I think that like the best thing to come out of it was that song, which I might just play again before we end the show. I think we're going to play that again before we end the show. We're going to play this one more time. It's only like a minute and a half. Everybody, I'll play another song after this. We're going to watch this again. You can leave if you want. I ain't mad.
Oh, there he is. Oh no, Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare. Oh no, Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare. Oh no, Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare. Oh no, Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare.
So always respect the people who enter into the arena.
Chat, look.
Do anything you can to avoid the debate. Come on, man. No idea that you were taking your show off early last time.
I had no idea this was going to happen. Oh no, Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare. Oh no, Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare. Oh no, Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare. Oh no, Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare.
So I always respect people who enter into the arena.
Seems that Stephen Crowder had gotten some cold feet, so I don't think he's coming.
Why is that?
I would love to ask him myself. He's not even answering anymore.
Oh no, Sam Cedar, what a fucking nightmare. 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 I had no idea this was going to happen. I thought Ethan was a stand-up guy.
That's so funny. Like one of the things, like I was producing electronic music for a long time, and I was like, well, not really getting anywhere with it. I was doing okay as a DJ. In fact, I was like doing half of my income for a while as a DJ. Just never was like getting anywhere producing electronic music. I'm not saying that, in fact, that was amazing. I'm just saying that I could have added my own bit of flair to that if I was also still producing electronic music. But chat, that was a great way to end the show. I feel like we needed that. That song's going to be like stuck in my head for a while. We have somebody in chat who, I don't know, thinks this is like a Google search bar or their own personal text debate club. It's fine if you stay, but don't expect a warm welcome from people if you come into the chat here and start like demanding like answers to weird questions. Because first of all, like during the 8 to 9 hour of the show, we're putting out a podcast. Maybe nobody listens to it. Who knows? No, actually, I have metrics. People are listening to it more and more, actually. And so, but we'll be back with Red Light in a couple minutes. If you'd like to talk to us, you can join us on Discord, discord.me/echoplex. We'll talk to you for a few minutes. You can even call on a phone at 415-903-7539. If you're listening on the podcast, I'm sorry, got to go. But you can definitely subscribe to Patreon, patreon.com/echoplex, $5 a month. You get the full audio capture. Or if you were to head on over to twitch.tv/echoplexmedia and click that little videos tab, and it was less than 2 weeks from the time you're hearing this on this podcast, you could forego all that and get it for free. If you support us on Patreon, it's to support us. I'm not literally paywalling an MP3 on you. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, chat. And thanks, everybody who, whatever. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Matt. And thanks, chat.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back with Red Light, everybody. This is a song that I really like. It's called Play Dumb. It's by Rebels Camp. And it's not the worst way to get information. If you want some information out of somebody, just play dumb, especially if they're drinking.
Last thing they would think is that I was intelligent. Little do they know I got documents.
information. So I find out who you truly are.
Joking, I'm really saying something. You're thinking I'm simple, I'm really complex. So really, you're taking me out of context. Yeah, you don't know enough. Cause really, I don't give it to you slow enough. I speed it up to try and throw you off. And by the look at your face, that's how I know you're lost. Some see the glass is half empty. I don't even see the glass no more. About the future, I don't focus on the past no more. I used to let it get me down, but that was back before. I found my own way. I'm carving out my own lane. I didn't like the rules, so I started my own game. They wanna focus on the money and the cocaine. And they're supported by an industry that won't change. It's a crying shame.
I just play dumb. That's how I get my information. I just play dumb. That's how I get my information. I just play dumb.
I just play stupid all the time, making you think that I got nothing on my mind. Like I'm just some kind of fucking idiot, but I'm thinking about all kinds of shit.
I just play dumb, that's how I get my information. I just play dumb, that's how I get my information.
Oh yeah, I watch you run your mouth. Find out what you're really all about. I watch you run your mouth.
I just play dumb. I just play dumb. When it comes to interrogation, I just play dumb.
I ain't selling you shit. Directly in your direction through music.
I just play dumb. That's how I get my information. I just play dumb. That's how I get my information. I just play dumb. That's how I get my information. I just play dumb. Ooh, wouldn't you like to know? Information. I just play dumb. That's how I get my information.